The Wolf House, Chapter 1. It was 10:55 p.m. as Pete, Rob, and Roger were exploring the murky woods. When Rob notices an old splintered sign with a full moon in it, as the sign fell. 11:30 p.m. Suddenly, Roger catches the attention of a lone cat. Meow.
I don't want to go anywhere near anything that howls, said Pete stubbornly.
Oh, don't be such a coward, Pete. Oh no, Roger's missing.
Before bolting off into the night. Chapter 2. Dong, 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 dong.
It's 12. We really need to get back, said Pete.
Are you forgetting my dog?
Threatened Rob. The two boys ran in. Rob mutters,
Roger hates the rain.
The two boys timidly crept into the dark shed.
Roger!
The two boys yelled, hoo! The two boys noticed a shaggy figure with glinting teeth and fresh blood dripping from the beast's maw. Chapter 3.
Hoo!
Ah! They screeched.
You should have turned back when you had the chance,
the werewolf rasped.
You can talk?
I'm the usual sort of werewolf.
Then Rob says,
what type of werewolf is the usual type of werewolf?
A hunter called Archie heard this remark and ran to the old shack. He kicked up a pillar, squashing the evil beast flat. And that is how the story of Wolf House comes to an end.